Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you're going to hear a 100-word story on its own. A minute, 42 seconds, boom, gone. But it's Saturday. And that's the day we have this, the weekly challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, Mike, chose the topic for this week, and it was fear of flying. Are you ready? Well, let's find out who won last week so we know who goes first. And that's Justin of Justin's Random Thoughts. That's like fatelvis.04.blogspot.com. You can get all the links of all the people who do the stories here in the show notes, as I mentioned, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Get them all there. But before you check out the show, and you get the words for all these stories, too, there. But you got to hear these. People put all the effort into it. You're going to love these. I guarantee it. So here we go with Justin of Justin's Random. He thought his story was off, but he won. So here he goes. He's first. Okay, I know what you're thinking. Justin didn't have a story this week. And if he did, he sent it to the wrong address or whatever. So you lose! All right. When someone doesn't have a story, we have to move on to the next person. We have, now I can't remember, Paul? I can't remember if Paul and Linda have sent in stories before. I need to look that up. I'm sorry, but let's go with Paul Snow here. So here we go. Paul, and then we're going to have Linda. So if you aren't rookies, you are rookies this week. Ha ha ha! Here we go.
Hello. My name is Bob, and I have a problem.
Hi, Bob.
I have this fear of flying.
Which
is why I drink.
Okay.
I'm a consultant. I live on the West Coast and work on the East. I have to fly, but I can't fly without drinking. One after the other. Calling the attendant for more. But then, I can't sleep after drinking all that coke.
Thank you, Paul. Woo. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I may have mentioned this before, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast. Whatever they sent me for the link. Also, you can vote for the stories that you think are your favorites. No, that you know are your favorite. But don't vote just yet, because we've got more stories to go. Like, say, Linda. Here's her story.
Frank was stuffed into the Toyota. At 75 miles per hour, it sounded like a beehive. The toll traffic was unbearable. Work sucked. Suddenly, a seagull swooped down in front of his windshield. Man, he was staying ahead of the car. The bird's feet were just touching the windshield. Frank pulled himself uprooting. This was Frank's whole problem, a fear of flying, of breaking away and striking out. He could do it. Screw this commute, this job. You go, bird!
Boom!
An explosion of feathers. Two stuck to Frank's windshield. The bird veered into a truck. 7:59. Late. Work sucked.
Cool. Well, thank you, Paul. Thank you, Linda. I hope both of you come back over and over and over and over and over again. Woo! Yeah. And same, if you got links, send them. All right. Now we move on to the veterans. First one up, of course, Tom from Footnote. Tom, Lay it on us. Let's hear it. Let's hear your tale. Footnote.libsyn.com. That's where you can find them. Other than, of course, right here.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. I'd like to give a shout-out to our musical director, Guy David, who just this week had an unbroken chain of 25 stories in a row. Yay, yay, Guy. Way to go. Tonight's tale is entitled The Friendly Skies. He was shaking like a leaf. The stewardess noted the white knuckler in C-35, motioned to the head flight attendant. Tom's new job had him flying regularly to L.A. for 30 and 60 second spots. It wouldn't have mattered if he'd taken a train, car, or a rickshaw. The devastating motion sickness would have gotten him. It was a curse of his kingdom. And that first ancestor, Herb, why had that frackin' gnome got himself fired, he thought. Tom Tomato Plant lost it when the head steward offered him a snappy Tom. Luckily, the stewardess had a vegetable barf bag ready.
Love the pop culture references. And the podcaster didn't die again. Thank you, Tom. You can check out more from Tom at footnote.libsyn.com. And speaking of libsyn.com, hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com, another one of my favorite places to go. And sure enough, by sheer coincidence, out of the blue, Liana. Who would have thunk it? I wouldn't have thunk it. Would you have thunk it? I wouldn't have thunk it. Well, here we go with Liana. Welcome. And how's NaNoWriMo, Ramo, Nano, Banana, Mana, Fana, Banana phone? How's NaNoWriMo doing, Liana? Let us all know. I know that you're getting this several days late, several hours late. I don't ask. Here she is, Liana, with her story.
Hey, everyone. Liana here from Hodgepodge Point. I just can't seem to keep up with anything lately. Why does life have to always intervene? So for this week's challenge number 82, Fear of Flying, I have the following story titled Preparation. Jimmy purchased a parachute and modified it with a small harness attached to the front for his daughter. He then spent hours practicing the whole scenario of picking her up, strapping her in, jumping free of danger and debris, and pulling the cord. On the big day, Jimmy strapped a helmet on both their heads and held his daughter's hand while waiting in line. He was terrified. She was excited. When their turn came up to board, he made the sign of the cross and hoisted his daughter into the carnival's miniature airplane kiddie ride and climbed in behind her.
Yay! Thank you, Liana. You don't want to know why this is late. I mean, let's do the time warp next. All right, come on. You can catch more of Liana at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com if she's not too busy doing that NaNoWriMo thing. I'm sure she's going to post up her whole novel for all of us to enjoy. Yay! Or not. Share with us. We want stuff to read. Speaking of stuff to read, okay, so Guy doesn't really write that much. He does all of his stuff recording and electronic cool stuff. Guy David of GuyDavid.com, the Electronica, Night Guy Electronica, Night Guy. Oh God, there's one more. God, I can't remember, and I don't want to go there because I want to look silly, you know. Night Guy, the other podcast. He also does the music at the beginning and ending of this podcast, as well as the bridge music for all my weekly one, during the week ones. Okay, I'm going to give up now and just say, here's Guy David.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's weekly challenge. I'm Guy from www.guydavid.com, and today I have a song for you. Thank you.
was cool. You can catch more of Guy David's music at GuyDavid.com. But, man, if you need music for your podcast, your audio novel, or if you just need to walk around with a boombox on your shoulder as you're strutting down the street, you need a music loop, Guy David's your man. GuyDavid.com. Wow. Okay, who's next? Daphne Abernathy of The sad part is, I appear on the radio every week, and I'm a bumbling idiot like this. But Garf gets all the good lines, and he just, you know, in the studio, you never see, but he raising, you know, he's feeding me. You know, doing the hand signal, or I'll do the hand signal, and just, the hand signals are exquisite. We have more hand signals than American Sign Language. I'm telling you. If we had been around back in the 1850s, we can do Shakespeare just with two fingers. Okay. We'll just skip them. Daphne Abernathy of Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, daphneandtamara.com. This podcast sponsors that one. They probably don't. And they also on the Style Cast, like it's podcast.secondstyle.com, and just look for the post. But daphneandtamara.com. Anyway, here's Daphne, and she's going for broke.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of the podcast Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, the show that tells you where to spend your lindens. Find out about that at www.daphneandtamara.com. And Second Style Stylecast, your weekly source for what's new in SL fashion. Find out about that show at stylecast.secondstyle.com. Okay, got that out of the way. Now, here is my submission for the 100-word story weekly challenge. This week's topic? Fear of flying. Something I understand personally. Flying's fine. Takeoffs and landings are troublesome. Well, for me, I'm sure for everybody else they're fine. Anyway, here we go. Standing at the edge of his nest, Stanley looked back at his mother. She nudged him gently towards the sky. He opened his wings, felt the wind rush past them. He looked to the horizon. He envisioned himself soaring with the other eaglets. But he couldn't move. He was an eaglet with a fear of flying. He knew he had to conquer this fear or become food for the beasts that dwell on the ground. So he unhooked his talons and jumped from the nest. And then... nothing. Stanley woke up and realized you can't soar with the eagles when you're a turkey.
Now I'm reminded that I'm not going to make turkey this year. Pipey, she liked turkey. I used to cut the turkey up and throw little bits in. Years ago, I'd throw it, and Pipey would, you know, throw it to Adlow, and Pipey would swoop, you know, little kitty in front of big grumpus cat, you know, and I would be like, what, what? And throw in front of, and Nardo's was kind of fast, and, you know, Pipey would just swoop right in front of, but Piper scared Nardo, and do it with Frisky, too, and, you know, Pipey and Frisky, they acted like neither existed, but, I'm going to miss that. I'll just cook ham. Anyway, thank you, Daphne, of Daphne and Tamara. You see, you get a little bit of me rambling pointlessly and all that. I don't just hijack other people's podcasts. I hijack my own. Well, there's one more story for this week. And it's not Caleb wrote one, but it's up on the site. The text is. But here we go. Here, it's Planet Z.
Sometimes you're such a fuck-up, you need divine intervention to keep you from being too much of a problem to others. So many people out there in the world, stands to reason there's a backlog of cases. Standards for guardian angels have dropped significantly since biblical times. For instance, my guardian angel is afraid of flying. How can you be afraid of flying? I ask her. Don't you have wings? I don't see you sticking your tongue in light sockets, she said. You have a tongue, right? Okay, so maybe she said something other than tongue, but you get the point.
Is that it? Is that all? Is that all? Is that it? Is that all? Is that all? Are we done? Are we done? Are we done? Are we done? We're done. And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories about fear of flying. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. Yeah, the voting. It takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Yeah, you hear that cheering? Pick your favorite stories from this week, this week, this week, and the winners will get, you know, they go first in the next week. It used to be refrigerator, I'm out of them. I could buy some more. Should I buy some more? Should I go get some more? Not like I ever have the time to mail them out. Whatever. What do you think should be a good prize? Put it in the show notes. You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. One click subscribe in iTunes, podcast ready, and that sort of thing. You hear those sounds in the background. They're in your mind. The music for the opening and closing of this wonderful podcast were provided by Guy David, the wonderful of GuyDavid.com, the wonderful site with wonderful podcast. Isn't it great? There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow, and tomorrow after that, and tomorrow after that, and then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'll post the topic in a little bit. By the way, I appear on the radio nearly every week, 11 o'clock Texas time, Saturdays, 950 KPRC, The Mojo. It's not like Big Mojo or something, anyway. It's KPRCRadio.com. I hang out with Garf, and until the guards arrive. Anyway, thank you again for listening, and
as always, keep it brief.
Closing.